This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up. We can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're gone, and you know that all you have to do is...
7 after the hour, let's see what we can do to attract attention here. If I make some noise. How's that sound? Dum 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 dum. La 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 la. Okay, there you are.
Sounds like you're hitting a spoon on a coffee cup.
I'm hitting a pen on my microphone.
About right. I mean, we have high-end sound effects on this
we
program.
We do. Yes, nothing but the best here. As we all work and cooperate together, the ladies are here, and the ladies are Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and I'm the Dougster, here to cooperate, to work together toward a common goal of truth, justice, and the American way for the benefit of all who are listening. Isn't it amazing, this challenge that we face every day at this time? And yet, ladies and gentlemen, here I give you the success that is the DJV program, Human Mankind's Consciousness, raised above all the limits. Here we are in this natural symbiotic relationship that we have formed between us, unlikely allies, old white guy, younger white women. Where's the blackness here? Do we need to have... I got somebody once told me that I... I think it only happened once. Somebody said to me that they would stop listening to me because I don't have anybody black on the program. I started thinking...
Didn't one of your listeners think that you were black?
Well, yeah, that's happened too. Yes. And McFadden told them... McFadden assured them that I was the whitest guy that he had ever imagined meeting. I don't know, but whatever that means to be white and black... It gets to the Ben Carson speech this week that he made as he took over at HUD, talking about the slaves and blacks in America and what, you know, they were immigrants and stuff like that. I would say to any of you who haven't, I like Ben Carson. I think as a human being, he's a fabulous guy. I'm not sure he's clued in as much as he might be to all of the facts, but I don't know myself what all the facts are. I can only tell you that I saw the movie The 13th this week about the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, and I would suggest somebody slip a note to Ben Carson and have him watch that movie, and then maybe he can make a speech again and might not quite come up with the same conclusion that he came up with prior to that. We all have our experiences.
Nice. That's sort of the nice version of what Samuel L. Jackson tweeted at him.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. So, you know me. I'm not interested in stirring the pot just for the sake of stirring the pot. It's right. Kind of like this Scott Pruitt thing. I don't find myself thinking he's very smart, nor do I hold, at least at this point, I'm going to do what I've said to everybody else, give everybody a chance. Scott Pruitt, if you didn't know it, is the new head of the EPA, who said something this week that was accurate, that climate change is not primarily caused by carbon dioxide. It isn't. Is it a factor? Absolutely. But there are many other things.
It's not a factor either. I mean, he didn't say it's not primarily.
A primary cause. I'm looking right here at the quote. It says it's not a primary cause. So whether we interpret, did we actually hear him? I didn't actually hear his words. I'm looking at an interpretation of what he said. You may be doing the same thing, or maybe you heard him. But in terms of what we get into in these focused debates, Victoria, on words and trying to parse words and mince them, and well, I mean, the bottom line is that the Earth is changing. To wit, the announcement this week that the interstate that goes all across California or goes up and down the West Coast Interstate 5 is sitting on a fault line. I mean sitting on top of the fault line. It's almost like... The expectation is that as the two pieces merge, the left side of the or the west side of the I-5 and the east side of the I-5 moving together at about an inch a year, that sooner or later something's going to happen, and I'm going to be hopeful that not a lot of people be driving on the 5 when it happens.
Can you imagine? I wonder, this is such a big story, and it doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. I wonder why are we hearing about it now? Or in California, Jen, is this something that you have been hearing about forever, and now it just happens to be national?
Yeah, it's really weird when it comes to earthquake stories. It's all panic. I think by the news media, people pick up on it and then they spread it. I mean, the spoiler alert is that we live on a lot of faults here in Southern California, and at some point they're going to go off. And yes, the San Andreas Fault in several different places, not just here that in the story we're talking about, are, as you would say, overdue. They haven't erupted in hundreds of years, and so that's why they're saying, look, if this thing's supposed to erupt every 100 years and it hasn't for 160, then watch out.
Wait a minute. Who is the person that said it's supposed to erupt every 100 years?
Where'd you look at historically what you think has happened.
How far back does history go, though, Jennifer?
I don't know, but somehow they can figure out how it happens. But anyway, I mean, I think I told you guys, I took this earthquake class that was taught by the lady who works at Caltech, who's always on TV after earthquakes, and she said there's really no way. Do we think that this fault is overdue? Yeah, we think that it will at some point erupt, but there's no way that you can predict an earthquake. There's just no way to do it.
No. So it's nonsense. And what has happened, you asked the right question, Victoria, by asking why now? Because somebody has decided once again to stir the pot, scare the hell out of people for no good reason. There's no more information available this week than there was last month, last year, or 10 years ago. It's the same information. Somebody just said, okay, let's see if we can scare the hell out of people. And what can we do? We can't scare them anymore here because we've already overdone this story. So let's overdo something else. And that's really all it is. See, a lot of people get themselves worked up about something. First of all, you can't do anything about it because unless Dwayne Johnson's around, everybody is going to be right. Everybody's going to be a victim. He's around. Maybe
the one good thing that comes out of these stories is it reminds people to get a kit in their car to make sure that they have updated their earthquake kits at home. And that's really good, important stuff that should be done.
I agree. Okay, so there's something good that came out of it. But other than that, I just object to the news media, the snooze media, the so-called print media or whatever it is, using their influence to scare people for no good reason other than to sell magazines or newspapers or get people to watch them on TV.
I know that you're very anti-news media. However, what happens if this went off yesterday and no one had ever reported on it? That would be an even bigger story. Yeah, how come we didn't know? No one told us. No one said anything.
But that's not true either, because all the data and the stats are there for people to use.
But it wasn't a national story. I'm in New York. I wouldn't have known about it.
I know.
If this wasn't a national story this week. So I'm saying, like, if no one reported on it, then
you're
that would be an even worse scandal.
That is of value. I agree with you. That's valuable stuff, no question about it. But why here, why now? And that's where the cynicism
I'm wondering if there's a new...
In.
Right, and I'm wondering if there's, like, some new research paper that was published this week.
Well, no, that's what it was. It was that somebody said, this fault right here hasn't gone off in 160 years. Right. We're due for an earthquake.
They were looking at data from a bunch of other studies. That's what happens a lot of times, too. They do. Okay, so let's coagulate or cooperate or somehow or other put together all this stuff and see if we can write another story. So it is okay. Jennifer's right. Victoria's right. Both right in their own way. It's good to know these things. Keep on top of the mind because many people may have let their food supplies go or their first aid kits. Maybe they don't even have any in their car or someplace else. So that's always good to have. So, okay. So we'll not overdo this. You know how I am when I get a bee in my bonnet about some stuff. I'm the same way. If I look in the mirror, when something comes to my attention that I think is of interest, then I'll put it on the top of the heap. Is it something new? Excuse me. There's a story this week about how smoking pot and drinking a lot of alcohol affects college grades. Right. Yeah, that's new and fresh this week, folks.
Yeah.
Nobody ever heard that story before. New. Pot and
booze
together.
It's like they're desperate for something to print. Jeez.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So then we've put it all into sort of perspective in a sense. All right. It's 16 past the hour with Doug and Jen and Victoria. The energy that comes. We have good energy today. Do you feel it among us? We all have. That whether it's the Friday fun time or whatever it is that makes us feel good, we are feeling good. Maybe the ladies have already gone into their cabinets and they've got out their canister of Super Beets and they found a glass of water, or they get some bi-antioxidant drink that they put it into, and they're having it right now. Instead of coffee, you can start your day the same way we do here, like the boys and girls on the DJV Experience every day. Experience this that millions of men and women in America are experiencing as well. I was talking to somebody who was an advertising executive the other day in Salt Lake City. And he said, I was listening to your program. You got all these spots. And I said, yeah, I got this and that. And I was talking about Super Beets. He says, everybody's talking about Super Beets. And he's right. And the reason they are is because it works. It works. The dietary nitrates in Super Beets come from these non-GMO beets. They give you the circulation, the strength, the healthy blood pressure levels, all that stuff. And it is 100% natural, which is important to all of us. Important to me, Jennifer, Victoria, because we eat consciously. And we're doing things because we all work, burn candles at both ends of the stick. And so you got to have something to mitigate where, you know, you may not get enough rest. So what do you do to keep your body healthy? This is a wonderful way of doing it, no matter what your age. If you're pushing in your 30s and 40s on yourself and drinking a lot of coffee, stop it. Call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beets. Get the canisters. You get three canisters in the first order. Actually, you get four, because you'll get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. So you pay for 3 months' supply, you get four, and you get this book, Beat the Odds, which explains a lot of the things that I'm talking about here, from medicine and science. A lot of people who are in sports and exercise routines find that this Super Beets product really does put them over the top. The effects of the juice with the high nitrate levels in competition, it really is a difference. Look at all the Olympic athletes who have taken Super Beets, and talk about it. So get on board, call 800-655-4183, and when people say, is The Rock juicing? Juicing, this is juicing, isn't it? This is juicing. Super Beets is juicing with healthy nitrates from beet juice. 800-655-4183. One more time to order Super Beets. It's 800-655-4183 to be on the top of your game all the time.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super Beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga.
from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Garth Brooks used to be a plumber.
I had never heard that.
As a kid, a plumber's apprentice.
Today is
International Plumber's Day, by the way, if you didn't know that. If so, everybody take your hat off to a plumber that you know.
Can I ask you this question then?
Yes, you may, Jennifer.
Are you making up the fact that he was a plumber just because it's National Plumber's Day?
Would I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me a break, will you please? Give me some credit.
Well, I just figured I'd save myself the finger work if you just made it up. I'm not going to Google it if you're not serious about it.
24 past the hour. Garth Brooks has been added to the lineup at this year's South by Southwest Festival, which will start tomorrow, right? Doesn't it start tomorrow or today? It's today it starts.
Yep,
it goes through next weekend in Austin. You take part in what's being called a keynote conversation. Why do we want to listen to him talk? I want to listen to him sing. What are they going to talk about? How he was a plumber before he became a singer?
Right. How he was never a plumber, ever, maybe?
You don't know that for sure.
You don't know for sure.
You don't know that. You don't know that at
Where
all.
Where are you getting your information from?
That's not important. It's, you just challenged me, and I don't think you've got anything to challenge me.
No. I didn't challenge you. I said it's a potential topic that he may talk about at South by Southwest. The fact that he was never a plumber.
No, he'll talk about the fact that he was a plumber when he was a kid. Anyway, so he's sold... This is something that I find fabulous. He has sold 5 million tickets to his tour.
Incredible.
I love them. Oh, my God, these guys. So, he is going to award the fan who purchased that 5 millionth ticket a chance to... Well, let's see here. He's going to give a couple of new cars to the person, $10,000 shopping spree, trip to Las Vegas, and a bunch of swag from Garth Brooks.
But they still have to pay for their ticket.
Right, exactly. All right, so... he says he's going to wrap up his North American tour this year and then go overseas. So how powerful is country music overseas? Does it depend? I mean, what countries seem to really dig our brand of what is called country music? Where does it
go?
Oh,
I can name one immediately. Ireland.
Ireland as well. Yeah.
But American country music is really very derivative of Irish music. A lot of Irish immigrants brought that music, and it sort of, you know, morphed into, mixed with black soul and blues, and it became country music. So it's not surprising that the Irish love Garth Brooks, they love Jason Aldean, they love Luke Bryan. I mean, all my cousins are constantly talking about, have you ever seen this one? Have you ever seen that one? Oh, they love it. Can't get enough of it.
No, there you go. What else? Are there any other countries that come to mind, Jennifer, that are big on country music? Country music
that
fans?
I don't know, but I would imagine the bigger celebrities probably like the Garth Brooks of the world, the Taylor Swifts, the ones that actually make it, that can have a little crossover appeal. I'm sure those are the ones that get the most attention.
All right, another musical news here. Bygones, apparently Bygones, because Yes is going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next month in Brooklyn. John Anderson, who was one of the founders, was dismissed from his second stint with the group in 2008, says that he'll be there, along with Steve Howe, Alan White, Rick Wakeman, Tony Kaye, Bill Bruford. They'll all be there to accept the trophies and perform together. Anderson says, we're all connected, it's a family. There's always animosity in groups like this. People that you love don't always like to do what you want to do, and vice versa. When you're celebrating who you truly are, though, you forget all of that stuff and get on with it. So meeting and seeing each other will be fun. No problems. We'll get together, have some fun. Music is a healing force. Isn't that true? Music really is a healing force.
So true.
But Yes hasn't really been together for quite a long time. But yeah, they did big hits like Owner of a Lonely Heart and Roundabout and that sort of thing.
I think that there's some sort of there's a spin-off happening of Yes, and I think they go by a different name, but it's, I think, three
of
the originals together.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, it's a could-be group. 28 past the hour with DJ V.
How to stay calm when others are angry. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carnsey. As an anger management specialist, I know all too well what it's like to be at the brunt of other people's anger. And the question I'm most frequently asked when it comes to handling people who are very angry is this: how do you stay calm when people are screaming at you? Well, listen closely, because here's my secret. I don't take other people's struggles personally. Plus, I know there's a difference between content, which is the words people say, and process, which is how they say those words. And I don't focus on content. Instead, I focus on process. Rather than going back and forth with what others are saying out of anger, I usually just reflect the emotion they're experiencing. Man, you seem really angry. Plus, to be honest, I've accepted the fact that human beings get really angry sometimes, and that's okay, because anger is okay. It's just not, in my opinion, okay for people to hurt others out of anger. For help staying in control of yourself when others around you are angry, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Your superhero is Doug Steffen. I present to you the ladies who are superheroines. DJ V Experience, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So, is that sort of out of, is that something that's out of the wrong page of the politically correct book? Heroes and heroines, like actor and actresses, no more, you're not supposed to call them actresses, everybody's an actor. So is it not correct to refer to Jennifer as a heroine? Rather, is she a hero?
This bothers me just a bit. Because this whole thing that we have to all be actors or that we all have to be heroes. You know what? I think we all need to embrace our unique strengths and weaknesses that we present to each other with our different genders. And so you can call me a heroine if you'd like to, Dougie. I will not be offended.
Can I call you a cookie?
Just don't call me late for dinner.
No, cornball. All right. So yesterday.
Where did that even come from?
I don't know.
Call me whatever you want. So you just don't call me late for dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. I told you. It's Friday, folks. We've got it all wrapped up. I had two experiences yesterday in the same building. the 9200 block of Sunset Avenue, Sunset Boulevard, Sunset Avenue, some people call it Sunset, Sunset Boulevard, is a big medical office building. So I went up to have my teeth cleaned, and I'm sitting in the chair, and this guy is a very progressive dentist. He's got a chair that has a massage component to it, so you're sitting in the chair while they're grinding away, looking at your teeth, and you've got a massage.
And you're shaking violently underneath.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a good idea. That little tapping massage while he's in there grilling.
What's a worse idea? They have these television now. They have the monitors.
I love those.
So when your head is back and you're looking up, you see some kind of television program. So I can't. The stuff is all in my mouth. I can't talk. And they've got this supposedly Animal Planet program on of animals and their survival. And they got polar bears eating seals and wolves eating little deer.
That's really strange.
And stuff.
That's depressing.
I'm really disgusted with this. And I'm trying to say this to this woman, and she barely speaks English. And so I'm saying, no, I don't want that up there. And she said, oh, don't you think that's interesting? And I said, no, I don't want it up there.
Someone who's working on your teeth who barely speaks English?
Oh, yeah, that's
surprising in California, huh?
Well, I'm going to give you a little hint. In California, it is almost impossible to find a truly English-speaking dentist.
You would. No.
Where are they
this
from?
Guy,
typically, either Armenian or they're Asian.
Oh. Yeah, no, in this case, she was Asian. But I went right down the hall after that, Jennifer. I visited the fellow who's the eye doctor, who had a great story.
You can still find some English-speaking eye doctors.
Well, this guy's a Russian.
Okay,
this
see, I'm telling
Russian.
You, these Armenian...
He's got a Russian. He's fun down. I went from the Armenian, Asian dentist to the Russian eye doctor.
I'm not kidding here. Look,
I'm
this
not
is
either.
Not being mean.
Yeah.
This is not being stereotypical, but you go find yourself a nice
and
Jewish lawyer,
people,
you find yourself an
right.
Asian and Armenian doctor.
Yeah. And they're making millions.
Tons of
because
money.
Americans don't even want to do this stuff. The Russian guy and I had a great conversation. He's 54 years old. He came here when he was 8 with his family, Russian Jew, and he lived in the Bronx. And he said, when we first moved here, we learned quickly what the shakedowns were all about, the guys that would be in these various neighborhoods, and they'd mug you. And that what they do is pick you up. I never heard this story before. They'd pick you up and shake you, and if you had change in your pockets, they'd empty out your pockets and they'd let you go.
So it's an actual shakedown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Maybe that's where the term came from, Victoria.
Yeah.
So anyway, he said, I went to school. I did well. My father encouraged me to do a good job. And I then decided I wanted to be a dentist. So he was going to be a dentist at first. And he drove a cab for 4 years to pay for his school. I ended up, when he went to school in Northwestern, working eye doctoring was more interesting to him than being a dentist. So he went to Duke and got a degree in whatever ocular stuff you got to know about in order to be an eye doctor. He set up one of the most extensive and successful practices in Los Angeles. He's a specialist and known around the world. He said he just yesterday did a sheik from Saudi Arabia. He replaces the cornea in your eye with a new, it's basically it's glasses, but they stick them right into
your
eye.
Yeah.
Right into your eye. And I'm bugged by glasses. I don't want to wear glasses the rest of my life.
This is still, though, not at the point where you want to do a cornea implant to get rid of your glasses yet, Dougie. It's not.
Yeah, no.
Have you had LASIK?
No, I don't. LASIK. Brendan had it and it didn't work. I had a surgery. Fellows, a friend of mine in Ohio gave me operated on my eyes about 10 years ago, and it only lasted 4 or 5 months. Actually.
Yeah, you need to get LASIK, but you need to at your age you need to do one eye for up close and one eye for distance.
That's exactly what he's going to do. He described what to do. He and I actually became friends. We spent an hour together,
yeah.
And so in
Trust me, when it comes to eyes, I'm almost an eye doctor myself.
I was going
to
say, Jen knows this stuff. Yeah. Right. She knows what she's talking about.
This, maybe I'll bring you up there and you can talk to this guy. About, I'm not gonna,
you also should meet my guy. If you're really interested in doing something serious like that, you should come and see my guy because he's super dialed in. He actually is so funny. I think I told you guys, and for those of you that don't know, I had a detached retina, which at my age is pretty uncommon, but I had bronchitis and I coughed so hard that I tore detached my retina in two places. And he has told me many times, he's like, when you walked in, he said, you shouldn't have been able to see. I still do not have all of my vision back, but it's, he told me I dodged a bullet, essentially.
Yeah.
But I have a bit of distortion in that eye. And so he did an ink test to make sure that there just weren't any blockages, like in the arteries in my, you know, the blood vessels in my eye. And so they have to put an IV in you, and they insert this bit of ink, and then they shine these bright eye, you know, these bright lights at you, and it's really crazy. But as he had the IV in me, he said, do you mind if we take, since we're already, you know, dropped in your vein, do you mind if we, would you donate some of your blood to my research project? And at that point, I said, why not? Because he knows that genetically my grandfather has macular degeneration and that it's a genetic thing. And this is his big passion point in life. So he's doing this study, and he just, Doug, Victoria Cara, he just discovered this link to using stem cells to help start fixing and curing macular degeneration. He did this huge piece in the scientific journal that he's got all over his office now because it's been his life's work. And it's so amazing how these little bits of, how this all can change. You know what I mean? Like one thing something that was diagnosed to my grandfather in the 80s, you now have some hope for patients that are diagnosed with it now. And it's just, it's really cool.
This is what's going on in the medical community. Nobody wants to talk about because it doesn't make money. It fixes problems. Platelets and having your blood basically separated. And I first discovered this with Charlotte, my beloved bulldog. I had it done to her. Let's see, when did I have it done to her? It would have been 2013. She got run over in 2014, died 2015, yeah. So 2013, I was told by this wonderful, wonderful vet out here, Dr. Carlson, that there are ways, because Charlotte had compromised hips and rear legs, and I wanted her not to be uncomfortable. So he said there's this new thing that's being used by this certain vet. And if you go over there, tell them, yada, yada. So we went and had the experiment. They took her blood, and they cooked it up or what it did, whatever. And then they put it back. It's platelet regeneration or replacement or something like that it's called. And it was amazing what it did for her for pretty much the rest of her life when it came to her stiff back quarter. And so I have committed myself, if I ever have anything that really is a problem, like you just talked about the eyes, because you can do it for the eyes, the bone structure, anything that looked like it was it would compromise your health and well-being, you can find these people to do these the platelets. That's not what it's called, but it's something close to that. It's a stem cell thing, getting at the core of the health of your body without doing chemotherapy and all these other things. Knock on wood, I'm a healthy guy, but if that ever happened to me or somebody that I loved, I'd make sure that they did that, because it almost, when you look at the research that's done, it's almost 100% successful at fixing whatever the problem is. It's just that it isn't medically accepted because, as Ken Kronos would say, it hasn't had a lot of studies done, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Most of the people, not Ken and Jack, people like that, but most people who are in the medical business do not want to find cures for things because it's not in their best interest to do that. I think what Jennifer has just said is fabulous and something for us all to think about. But all of this stuff, you know, the distraction is that it all costs money, and because the AMA or somebody else hasn't signed off on it, Medicare or regular insurance, the Obamacare, whatever you got for insurance, won't pay for a lot of this stuff. This is a place where there is a big difference between, if you will, the one percenters, the haves, the have-nots. Because when it comes to your health, if you have money, you can really take care. It's like justice. If you have money, you get justice easier than if you don't have money. And same thing is true with health care. The difference between justice and health care, Victoria, is that in terms of health care, we don't often, sometimes, you know, we're responsible because of what we eat and how we live our lives as to what kind of shape we're in. We can't do anything about heredity. But there's a difference. Your actions, when it comes to the justice system, are more easily mitigated, shall we say, because of choices that you make. And I think that's where the difference is. But there is anybody who tells you that we have equality in this country is full of old shoes, because we don't.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, but we do have the one thing we do have equality in, and what I do disagree with many, we have equality of opportunity. If a Russian guy can come over here and he can become a millionaire by operating on people's eyes because he wanted to make sure, he said, I could never have done this in my country. As a matter of fact, he said, with my attitude back in Russia, I'd be dead. And he's a, you know, and that's true.
That's
anybody who stands
totally
up against the
you
system.
Nailed it. That's what I've been thinking about all week, is that, and, you know, I got all fired up because we had the day without a woman, and, you know, we've had a lot of people, even like with the Bernie Sanders campaign, it was like always thinking, by making everybody equal, you take away people's right to dream. You take away, if we start doing income equality, if we start doing all of these things, the thing that, made this country great at the beginning was to come here with opportunity. You may have had 2 cents to your name, but you came here with the dream that you could be something better.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know. That, I guess that, I feel like that's being lost on a lot of people.
Well, the other side of that, Jennifer, is that,
equality,
and this is where,
not like the gender equality of for the same job. You mean like minimum wage and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean like a lot of people like the Bernie Sanders school, and we're moving on the left, we're moving closer to socialism, think that we should all be earning about the same amount of money for the same, for whatever job you're doing. I mean, we had some guy running for mayor who said that we should have income distribution. I mean, it's
Well, and you see, that's where, having seen that movie, The 13th, this week, listening to Ben Carson's speech about, you know, immigration and whether slaves were immigrants and that kind of stuff, the opportunity to achieve has been somewhat blunted by people, as Jennifer just described, who want to spread it around, and it's for their own benefit. And that's where you see the disingenuous focus on these people, and I use Cesar Chavez as an example of that. When I learned in school, because it was a long time ago when he first got started, he caught a lot of attention to the inequality, especially from Hispanic laborers, that they were being treated poorly, and they were, and to a point they still are. But the difference here is who is here legally and doing it the right way. Should they be treated differently than the people who are here illegally? That's the thing about all of this hoopla with regard to immigration that really gets under my skin. Because to listen to some of these people, everybody ought to be treated the same. Again, back to what Jennifer just said. And no. They shouldn't be treated the same. If somebody's gone to the trouble of becoming a legal citizen of this country, they deserve the rights and privileges that are acquired having become a legal citizen. If you've just come here to screw over people and take advantage of the situation, or maybe you just had no choices, you said, I was going to survive, blah, blah, you can still do it the right way. And that's the difference. And when you see the numbers that have gone down, the numbers have been cut in half of the number of illegals that are coming across the border since Trump became president. I think that's something pretty significant, frankly. It's 11 minutes before the hour here with the DJB Experience.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Hi,
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Whoops, wait a minute, wrong time. Wrong program. Am I on? Oh, that's the DJ. That's
what it is. You okay?
No, actually, it's time for us to review the top 5 items from this past week in the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce to you and to play the role of the big boy's announcer, Victoria Keelan, who actually has the meat. I have the sauce.
She has the potatoes.
I do have the potatoes. Pass the potatoes, please. All right, from number 5 to number 1. A big stories this week from technology, starting with Netflix.
Is this number 5?
I thought number 5. Yes.
I look forward to this. Right, Netflix made some news this week. They are developing technology that would offer the ultimate interactive experience. The user or the viewer could choose the ending of the show. And this is something that they've been doing with kids programming already, which makes it more like a video game. Every time you watch it, the video game, the ending changes. And so it keeps kids' interest in stories. But now they're thinking that they can apply this to things like House of Cards or the Gilmore Girls or any of the other adult programming they have. So some people think this is a great idea, where you can help write the ending that you want for your favorite show. Other people feel like they want the writers to do it for them. So we'll see. Okay. This is technology they said they might debut by the end of this year.
All right, number 4 from the food department.
Well, most cases, most legal cases are kind of boring when you read about them. However, this one this week sparked a lot of interest online. Papa John's is being sued by a guy named Jonathan Anozzi because they've been texting him too much, apparently. And they've been texting him different deals on two-for-one pizzas and things like that. And at the end of all the text messages, it says, if you'd like to not receive these messages, reply with stop in all caps. He claims that he has replied stop every time, and that the messages keep coming. So now his lawyer says he wants $500 restitution for every text that Papa John's has sent him. And she says, of course, he's been dealing with the emotional anxiety and distress of having Papa John's texting him too much. So the Papa John's is not they're not the first company that's had this happen, though. Facebook has had this happen to them, too.
So what we need to do is get Miles, my grandson, to ask him to stop, please.
Exactly.
That might work, yeah. All right, number three this week on our list of the top five tech stories.
Gmail users got some good news this week. They have a lot more storage in their inboxes, which enables them to send larger files, larger photos, file share, things like that, spreadsheets, worksheets. They've gone from 25 megabytes to 50 megabytes per email. So this is something that a lot of people are really excited about. If they have to share a lot of work documents, it now pretty much alleviates the use of Dropbox and Google Drive. So everything can be handled right within your Gmail account. So the one thing that Gmail has warned everyone, the storage space is still limited. They have not increased that. So as you finish with these work documents, make sure you delete them so you still have enough room for new stuff to come in. But it's been a great improvement for Gmail users.
All right, number two this week on our list of the top five technology stories.
PayPal is being sued. Apparently, they have funneled $7.3 billion in charitable contributions through their digital payment service last year, and most of that money has not made it to the charities. And PayPal may not actually be the bad guy here. The charities themselves have, in most cases, I think it's 10 out of 13 in one case of the person who actually filed the lawsuit, she donated to 13 charities, and 10 of the charities said they never got the money. A lot of the time, PayPal says that the charities haven't set up their end of the financial arrangement, so this money is just sitting there. I mean, $7.3 billion in charitable contributions through PayPal. So it's a warning: if you are going to donate to a charity, make sure you know that you might want to go direct instead of going through PayPal.
Number one, the focus on Facebook yet again.
Facebook is going to add a dislike button. They've been talking about this for a while. They're testing it out right now in the Messenger app, so it hasn't actually made it to posts yet, but I think this is going to be the next thing. And people have been saying they really want to be able to dislike a post instead of just always liking or reacting to it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there it is, top five items brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, social media, Facebook, Twitter, places like that. One click does it all, and you can get it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You heard me correctly. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is your opportunity to post a job, small company, medium-sized company, big company, whatever you're looking for. You can find the key to a good, very good relationship with a new candidate, a new employee, by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and get the opportunity to use ZipRecruiter free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It's 59 past the hour.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.